resistance. Gore Vidal woke up in a London magistrate's court. Julian Assange was beside him reading Gore Vidal's history of the national security state, and Vidal didn't wish to interrupt him. The magistrate was waiting impatiently for Assange's lawyers and evidenced in himself a hatred of Assange that to Vidal seemed strange in its own narcissistic intensity. He expected this small judge, with his inappropriate power, soon to attack the man on trial as if it was Assange who showed the vanity. A sort of transference, perhaps. Vidal was puzzled by it, but then remembered that this magistrate was the one who had stopped a private prosecution of Tony Blair for war crimes. Vidal felt quite possessive about his reader. As a species, most readers seem to achieve a tragic extinction too soon, unlike magistrates and writers. He felt possessive, too, about all those pictures of Assange under duress, carried calling out in handcuffs from an embassy with this same book from which Assange feared to be parted. If it was a signal to the deep state about dead man's handles, thought Vidal, it was also clearly something he loved reading, and really there was no need to mistrust the veracity in this man. He seemed to share the love of Montanian honesty in discourse Vidal regarded as the first necessity to perpetuate the human. Perpetuating this human, however, would not be an easy task. The legal team, having arrived, Vidal wandered over to eavesdrop on them. He was reassured when he heard they understood old American methods about deceit in purchase, that the US and the British would say the US wanted extradition for a smaller charge, and when Assange was their prisoner, increase it to espionage, as if discovering offences, and obtain new British permission. One could not be American, he reflected, unless one believed one had power to threaten death. From his vantage point, there beside the blonde defence, he could suss up Assange from the perspective of appearance. He could see the change in him from the former photographs. The powers, of course, cut off his electricity for some time. An absence of sun lamps, easy air, shut off electricity in general, shut off respect, and the general electricity from respect, will coarsen the reflexes as it oversensitizes skin and makes it lax. Adrenaline might cause frontier beard and whiskers, but undoubtedly that distinct face, features, did observe outwards fine as ever over his book. It is not the dark that makes us mad, nor waiting's violence, but still what terror always springs in sudden police arrival, the new fatal manacles. Vidal had sat beside this man, his reader, in the grey and orange police van, and before that heard him shouting, "The UK must resist this attempt by the Trump administration. The UK must resist." But somewhere in it all he also heard, "You can resist," and thought of the things that his reader had exposed, from a helicopter massacre to diplomacy's myriad deceits, surveillance on a people by their state, the Democratic Party's Borgia phase, and the long fatal illness of Iraq. Hillary's people, of course, called themselves the resistance, but she'd never reminded him of Odette, and as dry, sassy English went, he'd preferred Princess Margaret. But he decided if his reader wanted him to resist in another way, he'd try it. Vidal said, "There was a point when Montan's truth became the only real history I retained, as in your revelations. All else was another man's novel, if essential. When I saw the handcuffs, I went back one last time to my room to get your book, but then the brute force was a shock." Assange smiled in the van. The white dollhouse, the embassy, was behind them.